from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Real quick, though, Dusty. You think I have too many ranch bottles here?
Do I think you do?
Yeah.
I don't even know how many you have, and I'm going to answer yes.
So that's a very smart tactic you just took.
Thank you.
Because I opened up, because I went to get my lunch, salad with chicken on it. I went to get my donkey bottle of ranch, and I realized...
I love that you call it a donkey bottle now.
You coined it. It's so darn good. But there are probably 4 donkey bottles in there.
They're all yours?
I'm pretty sure they're all mine.
At some point, Nicholas, we gotta have a talk.
Yeah. Is my ranch
have an
addiction,
intervention?
Is my the ranch intervention?
You a ranch guy?
Of 2024.
You a ranch addict?
In a ranch?
Is that a ranch thing?
But no, I just, how much ranch is too much, I think, is a fair question to throw out there. And if anybody else on the staff wants to claim one of those donkey bottles so that it's not me thinking those are all mine, you can shoot me a text, because I opened it up. And it is like right before you do go into some sort of intervention and you're like, maybe I do have a problem.
Well, they're not mine. I know that for sure. But
you're not
doesn't
much
it bother
guy.
You when you open the refrigerator and there's like 2 bottles of ketchup open, or 3 bottles of ketchup or mustard or whatever?
At my house, yes.
Can you just have one bottle open? Why do you have to have multiples?
Because I forgot about the other ones, quite frankly.
How do you forget about them? They're there. There's like, if you have 4 bottles, ADHD, you forgot about all 3 of the other bottles in there?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, pretty much every time.
You don't know if you've finished a bottle of ranch?
Well, no, because what will happen is I'll be really good and I will only bring lunch from home for like 2 or 3 weeks. And then I'll have a bad week where I just eat out. And then I'm like, I got to restart. I got to eat better. I got to get ranch. I got to order some ranch so I make sure that I have some for my salad.
So you're like paranoid.
Would it kill you a day to just not have the ranch and then you realize that you need to get more?
It wouldn't kill me, but I don't have any cheese. All I have on salads are like baby spinach or greens and chicken. So, yeah.
You definitely can't eat that stuff without drowning it in ranch, that's for sure.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, we like things to taste good, Keith. I don't know if you know how somebody gets to be a obese person, but you don't get
like,
it.
Do you wake up in the morning and the first thing you think about is ranch?
No, not really.
Okay.
Not really. I don't really think about ranch until...
Do you plan your day around it? You're like, oh, man, what's for lunch?
Tablespoon in the morning.
Man, I'm going to be on the west side that time. Do I need to grab another bottle? Then I need a cooler.
I'm not Ken Carmen. I don't drink my ranch straight here. All right, I only have it with salads or with
only with salads. Okay,
or
anything
boneless wings.
You don't dip pizza in it?
Fries?
No,
you don't.
No,
man,
no fries.
You're not a true Ohioan.
Is that a thing?
It's a Midwest thing.
Really?
100%.
I just got into hot honey on pizza. That's pretty attractive.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty great.
I mean, I don't do it that often, but I mean, if someone orders that, I'll try it. It's good. Yeah.
Yeah, but no, I mean, I'm pretty much, I'm pretty. Pretty common with my ranch practices.
You're a basic.
I'm a basic ranch.
Basic R.
I would not.
Basic ranch.
Basic. I mean, you can save it all you want, but I would not. So, with all this being said,
I saw her face.
216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Destin Fox 46.
You love your ranch, man.
I do. I love me some ranch. By the way, did I say Fox 46? It's Dustin Fox 37. 42. What's your number?
Just 9 off. It's no big
deal. What number did I wear in college, Nick?
social media reactions on X powered by...
Well, he made you in the new NCAA game and made you number 46.
By Shineman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
We got to have a conversation quickly about that, too.
About which one?
So on Friday, I was down in Canton doing the Mac Media Day at the Hall of Fame. Had a great time. Football season, by the way, it feels like it's here.
Yeah, your summer's over.
Yeah, summer's pretty much over.
Nope.
So, yeah.
I'm not letting Keith have that win.
No, it's pretty much over. So after I finished that up, man, that was a long day. I had to track down college football and also an Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
Because this new college football,
you had FOMO.
I didn't know at first that I had to get a new Xbox because I'm not like that savvy with it anymore. I mean, I had the Xbox One, and I had never had an issue. I just would buy the new games. Like, I just bought the new Tennis Topspin. It worked on the Xbox One. The new Call of Duty that I had from last year worked fine. Well, now this college football game, got to have a new Xbox.
Yeah.
So I found an Xbox X that still took the disc, which is the best part. Because I actually was able to buy a physical hard copy of College Football 25.
How long was the drive from buying the physical hard copy to when you put it in the slot there?
So the time between buying it to actually commencing it, it was a while because I had gone home and we actually had to go out to dinner and stuff. So it sat in the brand new box until I got home like later that evening.
Kind of bittersweet, though, because the downside is you're thinking the whole time about the game. At the same point, though, the buildup is almost always better than the payoff of playing the new video game, right?
Yeah, yeah. And you know, it was just great to open the package and smell the fresh plastic and disc and pop that thing out. And you can just smell it, man. It's like opening a can of tennis balls.
Okay.
Something special about it, man.
Neither one of those things are anything that I've ever been like. I'm just sniffing.
No, yours is ranch. I mean, you just plastic. Open
the bottle. Do you ranch. Smell your ranch when you open it?
No. There's not a lot of things that I open and then smell. Yeah.
Really?
Not really. Like pizza box. Oh, you can smell the pizza. Yeah, that's good. Video game? No, I pretty much just take the CD, the disc out and I just pop it in there. I don't. Ooh, you can smell the plastic.
I sniffed the tennis balls for a solid 30 seconds. Cut that. Go ahead.
I think we need to start. Okay, I'll come to my own intervention about my ranch problem. I think we're going to have a meeting with you about your tennis problem. If you're sniffing tennis balls for 30 seconds.
The sound of opening that can of tennis balls and then the smell. Oh, man. I love smelling those tennis balls.
I don't think anyone has that. I think this is a you thing.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I think there's a lot of people sniff the plastic package.
I have to have some folks in my tennis community out there that would agree with that. Come on.
I just saw Novak
do an Instagram video about it.
Yeah, that's Novak Djokovic.
Yeah, okay.
He's got a tennis addiction. That's how you come. That's how you get to be Novak.
You don't think I do?
Well, no, that's my point.
I don't know that he's addicted. He's just really good at it.
But how do you get to be really good at it? You constantly play it. 216-474-0092. And Nick Wilson says, at Dustin Fox 37. That's his number. That's the one. If you are, whether it's maybe you're a tennis fan, maybe you just own a dog who likes tennis balls.
You don't smell your new shoes?
No.
Jax does.
Oh, come on. I mean, You don't smell them out of the box?
Oh, no, dude, come what? On.
What kind of perverts?
Well, I mean, you get them like every 7 years, dude, you get a new pair
of
shoes.
Come on, Keith, you do this, dude, right?
I just got a couple of new pairs of shoes, and I smelled them both.
But why?
Dude,
I feel like this is a massive blind spot.
Because that's the only
spot.
Time they're going to smell like that, dude, once you start wearing them.
These were straight out the box today.
Don't, no.
Straight out, brand new.
No. I'm not sniffing your shoes.
New Carlos Alcaraz too, yeah. Vapor 11s.
I am not.
Here, we're going to lift them up and you can smell Dustin's and then smell mine.
No.
They smell awesome, right. Dude.
I'll smell your shoes if you smell my bleep kickers that I've been wearing around for 2 years. We'll do a sniff test. No.
I'll smell.
No, Keith's smelling.
Taste. This is like a Pappy
shoe.
Van Winkle.
What kind of mating ritual am I seeing here? No, get that away from me.
Smell new shoes, man.
No, not at all. That's the weirdest thing I've ever seen two grown-ass men
then
do.
Then why do we have full lines right now of people calling about their...
I'll sniff your shoes if you sniff mine. What is that about?
We're going to put a poll.
Jax,
put it on the poll.
Would you sniff another man's shoes?
If they're brand new, yeah.
I mean, these are right out the box, dude.
You want to smell mine, Jax?
3 hours.
3 hours? No. That's too bad. How long have you had those shoes on?
These shoes, yeah. I've had them on since about 9 o'clock this morning.
There we go.
There's some foot juices in there.
I've been running around, Nick.
It doesn't matter. Your foot naturally emits things.
Well, maybe
while
yours
walking
stinks.
Around.
I don't know. I wash my feet.
Okay. Everybody's body emits things. That's how the human body works.
There's no chance you wash your feet.
Shots fired. I might have stinky ass feet, but I actually wash my feet because they are stinky ass feet. How dare all of you, you bunch of shoe sniffers?
I bet we're not the weird ones.
There could be a whole shoe sniffing community out there, and you'll still be the weird ones. All right, we have Katie coming in now. I'm going to assume that Katie has something to say about shoes.
She has not heard it, and she has a different perspective from us all because she's a woman. So,
Katie, are you a shoe sniffer?
Okay, yeah, I was writing my script, so I didn't know what you were talking about.
If you buy a brand new pair of shoes, do you sniff them?
No.
You smell them inside. Right. You don't smell the inside of your shoes?
No.
Why are you talking to her like she's the weird one?
Does everybody smell?
Yes, me and Dustin just smelled each other's because they're brand new. We both have brand new pairs.
Yeah.
Do you smell the new shoes?
Absolutely not.
No. I mean, they smell like new shoes. I know what they smell like.
Which is intoxicating.
Well, then you know. Yeah.
How is it intoxicating?
Okay. I mean, you've never done it, so how do you know?
Are there different smells of different shoes?
I mean, don't knock it till you try it, Nick.
Are there different smells of different shoes?
Hey, just take a hit of this.
Like when you... No, I'm not taking a hit of your shoe. I'm not doing it.
He's mad.
Dude, these Vapor 11s?
No.
Do you try these?
No. Listen, I'm not vaping your shoes. I'm not doing this, all right? I'm somebody's father.
Just take a baby sniff.
I'm a somewhat respected member of the community. I'm not stooping to whatever level you and Keith are on right now.
How about a baby sniff?
So let me ask you, can you tell the difference between your, what are those? Your Medvedevs?
My new Alcarazes.
Your Alcarazes? From just like stock Jordans?
No, I do think Nikes smell a little different.
Like a little sweeter?
Yeah, and the Jordans, it's just more, I don't know. What would you call it? Plasticky or whatever? Something like that.
A plastic fetish? Is this a plastic thing?
Yeah. Well,
what's that, Jack?
It's like a new car, too.
It's like a new car. You don't enjoy smelling a new car?
Has a great smell. New car has a great smell.
Okay, well then, Katie, here, smell these shoes.
When I go to Sarah's show,
these have been on for two.
Katie,
do not do it.
Give them a sniff.
Smelling Dustin's new shoes.
They're brand new.
You're a model member of the community, Katie. You are somebody's mother.
Those have been on my feet for 3 hours.
If you do this, your girls are going to start sniffing shoes. Don't do that.
They're brand new.
They don't smell like anything to me.
Okay, because they're brand new.
Yeah, you're not getting your nose all the way in there.
Get the nose up in there.
Compare to mine.
If you're going
to
sniff shoes, you got to get your nose up in there.
No, that's as close as I'm getting.
Yes, that's the appropriate response.
Dude, this is heavenly, bro.
216-474.
Oh, man, I think you really could get high off these things.
Are you a shoe sniffer?
You're allowed to be on the air.
We're probably going to do something different when we come back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.